Indeed. Yes, yes, we're back. What up, y'all? We're going to talk about some stuff this time around. I'm going to let Big Sexy run the game on y'all and tell y'all something. What are you going to talk about? Big Sexy, please let them know. I'm going to just try and follow your lead on this one.
As opposed to win?
Oh, it's like that? If you want to get started, we can get started.
Whatever.
All right.
Okay, so here you go. Beating Around the Bush University is back in school. All you people going back to your regular colleges not learning a goddamn thing. We're about to give you some real knowledge. Some real, real shit.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk to you about game. I know what you're saying. Haven't you been talking about game for the past 6 months? Yes.
Yes, we have.
This is game version 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Upgrade your software, bitches.
Yeah, there's been new developments in game in our past few weeks.
As you can see from our first episodes, our game has definitely stepped up.
Our game is way stepped up. And that's scary because our game has been way up for a minute now.
Yeah.
Let's keep it real.
Some people just now finding out, but that's all right. Keep listening in. You'll find out more.
So, I mean, let's talk about the nightclub game.
All right. Oh, this is fun.
Yeah. Let's talk about the nightclub game. We've said this before many times, but the nightclub is not for older dudes.
No. It really isn't. Older dudes need to play their game somewhere else. Nightclub dudes are pretty much for the young players.
Yeah, nightclubs are for the young dudes. They're for the young girls. And guess what? Young girls don't like older dudes unless you're really cheesed up. And you know.
Well, now young girls like older dudes that have a fatter wallet.
That's what I'm saying. If you're caked up, you're chilling with the big fat wallet and the Mercedes, then yeah, go do what you got to do in the club and you will get as much as possible. But if you're just a regular dude making regular money, got your child support and whatever.
Hey, word. Don't trick. Don't trick.
Exactly. You are not going to get down in the club. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
You will get played.
Yeah. But then again, even the young dudes, the young pretty little bitch dudes, they're getting played too.
Oh, everybody's getting played. It's just on what degree level you're getting played on. That's all it is.
That's kind of the topic today.
Eventually, everybody gets played at some point in time.
Exactly.
You just got to limit the times you get played.
Exactly. And as this topic goes on, we will start telling you specific stories about how your boy Skeet over here recently got played.
Dude, I wouldn't call that a power play.
It wasn't a power play. At least it was a professional.
It was a professional
She gave you a professional.
It was a professional that tried to pull a power play, but I seen
we'll
it.
We'll get into that later, though. Wait for it.
She pulled a penalty play.
Yeah. Getting all worked up already. Shouldn't have even brought it up. Well, yeah, this bitch. See what that happened was. Okay, so now stay with the nightclubs. We're in the nightclubs. We're only in our late 20s. We're still not old.
Nah.
Maybe in the nightclub scene, we might look old.
I wouldn't even say that.
I wouldn't say that either, but I'm saying maybe.
It's what that one chick thought you was, what, 24?
Yeah.
And until I showed
her, you were like 34.
Whatever, dog. Yeah. No, trust me, your boy Ski does not look 34.
Maybe
today.
What's today's date? Yeah, your 30th birthday coming up next week. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it going.
So, yeah, the girls, we've talked to you, we've told you how the girls are just as lame as you are.
if not lamer sometimes.
We told you that. But, I mean, the girls know that they have the upper hand on you.
Always.
They know that you have to come to them for the most part.
Guys, you know you want pussy. Some of you probably just added us as your friends because we got the Adam and Eve sponsor.
Yeah.
And you want to see the pussy. And some of y'all may have just added us because you saw the profile pic with the asses on it.
Yeah.
But some of you like us. But guys, you know you want pussy.
I mean, why else would you live?
All right, shit.
What else is going on in your life? Nothing. If you're listening to us, ain't nothing going on in your life. Keep it real.
No, don't give them that harsh. Don't give them that harsh.
I'm sorry.
All right, come on.
I mean, we're making the show, so yeah. What say about us?
All right, keep it real. Yeah. All right, let's do this.
Like I said, the girls are just as lame as you are. They're just as nervous and just as much bullshit flowing through their head as going through your head.
Oh, ain't that
sweaty palms and everything.
Ain't that the truth.
What if you guys got to make the move?
It's always a guessing game.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as the club scene goes, the guy has to step it up.
Yeah.
If you want it as a guy, you have to get up and go do it.
But I'm going to say this, too. That's always been tradition. Yeah. And that'll probably be the same thing. If I go out to a club tonight, that's what the chick going to expect. That's always what the chicks expect. And to be real with you, that may be the way we have to go sometimes. But at the same time.
I'd say most of the time.
At the same time, we got to up our game up to where Hey, man, we ain't, look, they hunters too, dog. Whether you want to look at it or not like that, man, we going out to catch, they going out to catch as well. So what we got to do is we got to make ourselves be in a position to get caught. And I think we brought
this up
before.
That's true, too. Yeah. So, okay, you want to get into what happened recently?
I told you I ain't scared. Shit.
I mean, because this could turn into a Strip Club Adventures Volume 3 episode
right
here.
It could. I mean, it could. And really, like, you know what? Let me put it like this. We're at a level right now where the game is still being played. The game right now, as of this point, is still being played.
That's another topic in itself. I mean, how old or when do the game stop?
Does it ever sometimes?
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. I mean, because, like I said, we're in our late 20s.
Is it supposed to?
You were messing with a girl who's about the same age as you.
Right.
Same, just...
Just bowed it.
Yeah, same like 18, 19 year old game.
Yeah.
And she came hard.
But does the game ever stop? Is the question.
That's my point. I don't think it does. I mean, obviously.
It
doesn't.
It can't. I know.
You were messing with some older chicks. Yeah.
And they play the same game.
The sugar mama bitches.
Yeah, they play the same game.
Same exact game. Phone tag and shit.
Yep.
Texting when you ain't got no text messages.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you gotta. Oh, man. I'll tell you like this, though. Game perpetuates game, man. So if one person's playing, the next person's gonna have to just abide by the rules and play the same.
Yeah, you gotta
game.
You gotta step your game up. Yeah, or you're gonna get played.
Yeah. So eventually, everybody.
That's fucking life, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Everybody eventually gets played at some point in time. It's just trying to limit the amount of times that you get played hard.
Yeah. Exactly. Because there are definitely different degrees of game.
Yeah.
And there's even more degrees of getting played with that same little amount of game.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we're saying, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
Oh, Sugar Free can tell it just as good
in
as
a
the
real
next
way.
Player. Yeah, and if you hear the music in the background, he can tell it just as good as the next player. So the main thing you gotta know to be up on your game at whatever it is in life at any level, you just gotta make sure you know more about the game you're playing than the player you're playing against.
Yeah, that's all I can say. Yeah. That's. So I mean, let's get into this. Let's turn this into a Strip Club Adventures Volume 3 right here. So this past few weeks ago, we cashed up big checks. Thank you to AdamandEve.com.
Good looking out.
And GetRightFitness.com.
Good looking out.
Our two major sponsors. Uh-huh. Go check them out.
Yep.
Get your 50% off porn. Go get your workout on. You know what's up. You better know what's up by now.
Oh, yeah. They put a little money in our pockets. But yeah.
So, you know, we...
Get Right Fitness got me in shape a little bit.
Get Right Fitness got me looking drunk right now.
But let's go.
So, okay, so here we go. So, yeah, we catching some checks. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves, you know. The bush is looking nice.
Yeah.
So I tell Skeet, you know what? Let's really celebrate. Let's do this right.
And what am I going to say? Of course, I'm going to be like, of course.
Yeah, let's do this shit right. Let's go hit up our old school strip club that we haven't been to in like 2 years.
Right.
So, you know, obviously, like he said, it didn't take much convincing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He put the car on autopilot.
Had to look at the calendar. Yeah.
Put the car on autopilot and we strolled right up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there. We see a couple of nice little dime pieces running around.
Of course. A lot of new faces,
yeah,
too.
There was a couple of nickels around there, too. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. But mostly dimes.
Right.
So, yeah. I'll tell my story.
Okay.
I see a girl that I've kind of messed with, played with, tricked with, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And she recognized me, made some eye contact, a little wink, wink and the nod.
See, he had that. He had the game plan. He was playing it. He started playing the game right there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, once you're playing that type of game, it was almost like a recognition game. Hey, what's up?
That's
baby?
What I'm saying. But I mean, that's game in itself. The fact that she recognized me and remembered me from
but
that.
But that's continuation game. That's continuation game.
Is it not game?
It's still game. But I'm just saying, you know, that goes back to what we were talking about. Does the game ever?
Ladies
end?
And gentlemen, do you hear how defensive he's getting right
not
there?
Defensive.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying that goes back to what we were saying.
Because wait till you hear his side of the story.
Does the game ever end? The game never ends.
The game never ends. That's the moral of all this.
You always keep playing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't have to play very hard today.
It don't matter. But
I pinch hit.
So
I was
either,
a pinch hitter.
Either the player you were playing against got played harder than you did, or you got played harder.
Me?
You didn't get played harder, evidently, right?
No. Oh, please.
All right. So
I was balling.
So she.
I was Kobe.
Yeah. All right. All right. So you had to.
Allen Iverson crossover 94.
You had to pretty much in a sense play her.
I think that
in this situation,
I see your point. I see your point.
I'm keeping it real.
It's duly noted. But I'm saying in this specific situation, and you will back me up on this, there was a mutual respect where there wasn't any game needed to be played.
Look, I'm gonna put it like this. I feel that, but at the same time, because she may be listening, because the other person we're gonna talk about may be listening too.
Okay.
It's all love, but we're keeping it all real too. So if you're out there and you know who you are and you're listening, just understand right now we're just sharing our thoughts, if nothing else.
You're kind of being a pussy right now. That's all
I'm clearing that up so that I don't fuck up your game.
I wouldn't be talking about it if I was afraid of my game.
All right, let's do it. I ain't afraid of shit.
Afraid of shit either. Come on. All I'm saying is there was no game that needed to be played that day. Maybe the first day that we met,
there was
definitely a game there, you know, where it was back and forth. I'll do this. I got this.
I'll agree.
What's up? How you doing?
You didn't have to put in work.
I didn't because it was already there. There was a mutual, like I said, mutual respect. It was there chilling.
Continuation of game.
But it's still game. He's hating on my game. He's been hating on my game for weeks.
I'm not hating.
He's been hating on this shit for weeks.
I'm not hating. I'm recognizing it as a continuation of game that's been played.
You've been hating on that shit like for weeks.
How is that hating? That's recognition.
Like, you didn't have to work. It was already there.
That's what I'm saying. That's right.
I did this. I did that. You didn't even have to do anything. It was right there. Let me put it like this.
What Big Sexy sees is me hating is this. He wanted me to give him a little bit more props, which I will do. He gets props.
I don't need your little shitty props. Whatever.
He gets props. But
after the fact.
But the thing is, like, you know, maybe I wasn't even really looking for props.
I smelled like stripper for a week and giving you props.
But you know, it's not an argument of who has the most game or anything like that. What it is this: I played a game. I played a game.
Yeah, let's talk about your game.
Let's talk about it.
But
I played with a new player. I played with a new player.
How is that different than anything? That has nothing to do with anything.
I played
with a couple new players that day too. Did I not?
Yeah, but. Yeah, but you didn't stretch your game out. All right, let's go.
Oh my god,
let's go.
Want to shit on all this? This
look, obviously, Big Sexy has something he wanted to say.
You keep saying that you play with a new player, so that is obviously more better, bigger than what I did.
I didn't say that.
That's what I'm hearing. Since you play with a new chick, and I play with some chick that I've been playing with for years, that the game is better. Please elaborate then.
That's
what I'm hearing. That's what the fans are hearing right now.
That's not what they're hearing.
That's what they're hearing.
All right, I never said that.
They're hearing you say, Big Sexy, you played with the player that you've been playing for years. I played a new game.
I'm just saying, like,
you've been
playing
2-on-2 basketball. I'm playing highlight. This whole new shit.
No, I'm not saying that. If anything, if I was even trying to go that route, I would say I was trying to test my game a little bit more. If anything. Let's like this. If you say you were playing 1-on-1 with one player all day, that's cool. Go ahead.
But you can beat
them all day. Let's say I'm at a park. I'm playing 1-on-1 with one player, and I'm like, oh, let's say I win that game. Let's say I lose that game. I don't know if I want to challenge that player again. I might want to challenge a new player just so I can get a feel of what other game is out there. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not knocking your game.
I'm just saying for me, I like to spread my game around so that
I can find out. Take that game out. Take the game with that player out. I didn't mess with two other bitches today.
You did play two other games, but that's like saying, all right, let's be real. Let's put it in basketball terms. Let's say you played. I'm gonna take it there too. Let's say the same player you played with, you played, you know, a full court 1-on-1 game 3 different times, and then you didn't even play horse with two other players. You played a game called pig. 3 letters, just like whatever. Fuck it. All right, let's have fun real quick. All right, whatever. Let's have fun real quick. This will be just enough time to give me a break to start playing with the player again. That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking your game.
Are you sure?
I'm just saying I play a little different. That's all I'm saying.
A little different?
I maybe play a lot different, but I play different. I like to go after new. Go ahead. You tell it.
So, I mean, I still hear hate. I still hear hate in your voice. I'm sorry. I still hear hate.
All right, go ahead. Fish it out. Fish it out.
Yeah, okay. So this is what I want to talk about, though. Let's talk about your new game that you played. Let's talk about your one-on-one that you played.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, so very cute girl.
What'd you say? She's obviously one of the hottest ones in the club that night.
She was one of the top five, for sure. All
right,
top three.
So that's that myself right there. I'm challenging myself.
From the neck up.
No, be honest.
I'm being honest. From the neck up, your face was beautiful.
So right there, I was challenging myself. All right, continue. You go ahead, continue.
So you're saying...
I was challenging myself.
What you're
myself.
Saying is... Well, I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, all right.
You're lucky you're far away from me. I might hit you right now. What you're saying is you challenged yourself with this new girl because she was one of the cutest girls. You're basically shitting on my game again.
How do I know your game?
Are you going to tell me that my girl isn't in the
top
three of the hottest
chicks? She's up there.
Exactly.
But
you're saying it's old shit. It's old news.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You know what you're like. Oh. All right, let's say.
You know what's funny? Really quick. You know what's funny?
What?
You know what we were going to talk about?
Hell no, that was dope. That was dope.
You know what I'm going to call you? Go ahead.
All right, there's the guy that comes up to another guy and he's like, "Yo, man, I just got me some bomb ass pussy last night." Mm-hmm. And the dude that he's talking to, like, "Yeah, man, me too. I fucked the shit out of my wife." It's like, I get you. It's like, I get you.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's like, I get you. I get you.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Like, really? Your wife?
That's like.
What?
That hurt right there. That hurt deep. That was a deep one. That hurt.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. So now where do we go from there? Where do we go from here now?
Nah, you was gonna tell me something, man. Come on.
Okay. Let's talk about your girl, I'm saying.
Let's talk about
what happened with you, your story.
All right. So you
everybody knows my story. I got my girl.
I asked you one question.
Old news, whatever.
I asked you one question. I'm telling you, I don't wanna all right, I'll shit on it. I don't care, dog. I don't care. But I said,
you see where it's at. And let's be honest, you think the bitches listen to the show?
If she does, like,
come on.
Hey, I don't know, dog. I don't know.
I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so.
Who cares?
Either way. Okay.
I didn't want it to come out of my mouth.
Okay. Either way. Hey, I almost said her name.
No, don't do that.
What was her stripper name?
I never learned that. I think I got the real one.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah.
Anyways,
don't kill the game, dog. Don't kill the game.
The game is being killed. That's the topic of this conversation.
I don't know, dog. It could be continuation game next time I want to play, like you played.
Next time you want to
trick off? It never stops. It never quits.
Okay, so, well, let's talk about you don't want to talk about it then?
Trying to bring down my London Bridge.
You don't want to talk about that? Okay, fine, we're done. He doesn't want to talk about it.
No, go for it.
He's
pussing
out.
He's
pussing out.
I'm just saying, ask the right questions and I'll make the right answers.
Come on. You censoring me now?
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't make me turn your mic down. Again.
All right. Come on.
Okay, so here we go. You're in the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone for like an hour and a half getting what I'm doing what I'm doing with all my girls.
Your wife?
Dude, that's not even funny.
All right, I'm playing.
Hurting my feelings with that.
Come on, I'm sorry.
A little spooky.
Yeah. All right, then.
That ain't even know what we're talking about.
Come on.
Anyways. So, yeah, okay. So, I'm doing what I'm got to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my, you know, discounted vagina.
Right.
You know, trying to work my game.
And I'm not shitting on your game. I don't.
You did.
If y'all,
you did.
For all our loyal listeners, I don't know if y'all cats just jumped on here like the last couple of. But for our loyal listeners, the cast has been listening to us since Skin Big Sexy jumped off. I done praised Big Sexy's game in the strip club many a times. Listen to Strip Club Volume 1, 2. You know what we're talking about. If you want to hear something good,
this is turning into Strip Club Volume 3.
It might as well
accidentally.
Be. Yeah. But go ahead.
Okay, so I'm like I said, I'm doing my thing.
Thank you, AdamandEve.com, for providing that strip club money,
too. Oh, yeah, we tricked off.
Yeah, we tricked that shit off hard.
We had a good ass time.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Fuck
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, my penis is still smiling.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so we did our thing. I'm doing my thing. I'm in the booth. My girls are doing their thing. We're having a good time rapping, chatting, grinding.
Right.
And, so I look over across from me in the booth over here.
Uh-huh.
I see my boy Ski get up with some cute little, surprisingly, Asian girl.
Surprising. Why you gotta throw that in there?
Shockingly, the only Asian girl in the club, shockingly, she jumped on it. Whatever. Whatever. What, you want to just disclaim that? Come on.
It's not you, baby. It's whoever you think you are. Yeah. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. Change the subject.
No. Okay.
So cute chick. I look over. She's grinding on him tough. I see Ski with a big ass Kool Aid smile, cheesing at me.
He
winks at me. He's like, "Yeah, I'm doing mine too." So we go back. Oh no, he goes. I go back first. Because I've already been there for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just sitting there chilling, drinking my beer. He comes back, starts talking to this girl, throws his arm around her. I'm not listening to him. They're like, he's macking. I don't even know what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's telling her about herself. Oh, yeah, I do this for a living.
Nah.
Look at the radio show.
First of all, we don't do the radio show for a living. We got other gigs we got going on, too. But for the most, I mean, like, you know, I don't want to say that. But,
yeah.
Like, this is the thing. Your boy Skeet is off in a bunch of other things. And I was really vague with her.
That was the best thing you did all day.
She was like, yeah, you know, so what are you into? What do you like to do? And all this other stuff. Where do you work? And, you know, I'm asking her simple questions like, what do you like to do? She straight up said, I like to shop. I'm like, oh, come on now. I know what's up. But anyway, I still want to play.
Yeah.
First strike, but I still want to play. So I'm like, all right, well, you know what? I do a lot of things. And she's like, okay. All right, you know, well, can you give me one example? I'm like, nah. Well, what do you got to do? You got to work? I ain't got to work. You know, I'm just telling her things I got to do and whatnot. What I got to do and what I don't got to do. One question was, what did she ask? She said, hold on, let me think about it. She said, hey, it was a time question. It was a time question as far as, like, how much time did I have in a day or something. I told her I didn't have that much time in the day so we could all kick it or whatever.
That's an advanced stripper question, right?
It was something along the lines of like.
Basically, she was asking you how much money you got without saying how much money you got.
Yeah, and then it was another question as far as like, you know, how much time are. So I wouldn't be calling her left and right. Then she asked me for a business card, and I told her I didn't want to give her a business card. I didn't have one. So she if she's out there, she obviously know who the fuck I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, yeah.
If she's listening. So the thing is, I didn't want to give her a card. I didn't want to give her too much information about me or what I do. And for the most part, like she was like, all right, well, you know, let's exchange some numbers. And I was like, all right, let's exchange some numbers. So we exchanged numbers, and lately we just been chilling,
texting back and forth for a couple of weeks.
And you know. I'm not really a texter, dog.
Tell him why you're not a texter. Be honest.
Because I don't want to spend my money on that shit. First of all.
Tell him about your plan.
But that's dope, though. That's dope.
Tell him about your plan.
My plan? What are you trying to do? Give up all gun again?
Tell him. Oh, someone's going to look through all the plans with name Skeet on it?
Let me just say this.
Tell him about your phone plan. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
The game is still being played. I don't want to crush it already. I don't want to crush it already.
Oh, can I crush your dreams right now? The game is done.
It may be.
Unless you want to jump on and start playing that shit with her. Unless you want to get on the merry-go-round and go around a couple times with her. I mean, the shit is done.
Dude, my game.
Like I said to you, the way she's been texting you off and on, nonstop for the past week, a couple weeks, whatever.
Don't tell me. Tell the folks. I already know what's happening.
I'm telling you. They're listening. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
The same shit. I mean, she either really, really likes you or she's gaming you up. Either she really likes you or she's gaming you up.
You know what? I'm going to say this. If she really likes me, that's cool. Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first stripper to like either one of us. Yeah.
But if she's making a game attempt and trying to game me up, that's to be expected.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
That's straight to be expected.
Plus, we're on it.
Yeah,
we're on that shit quick.
Yeah, oh fuck yeah.
There's a lot of times where we miss that shit for a while, but we got this one quick.
Oh fuck, easy.
We're on to you, bitch.
But I don't want to kill it all yet.
I'm just singing the song.
Because it's still, you know, it's still.
Nah, you're lame.
Everything's 50-50.
Like I said, either she likes you or you're lame.
But best believe, whatever game is being played, I'm gonna be all right.
Trust in that fact. Please, so. This is one. I mean, I'm not going to give you too much props, but I mean, come on, this is one girl.
She's a professional.
Yeah, and she came at you with a professional. Even the phone number, you tried to call her on her phone, and the phone was only allowed for a text messaging, right?
No, it had her thing, but she was just straight out said, like, you know what, this is the phone where I accept my text. And that, I mean, like, I can't fault that, but whatever, you know, like I don't want to throw out numbers like stats and everything, because I'm not that dude, and I don't want to give false. I don't want to give anybody no false ideas about that dude I'm supposed to be or not supposed to be. So I'm gonna tell you real every time I talk to you. But things been fun.
Yeah.
The game that's been played so far has been fun. I'll just
You're wasting a bunch of money on your text messaging.
I could be wasting whatever. Money. I could be wasting something more valuable than money, and that's my fucking time.
That too.
So.
There you go, getting all serious. Let's kill it on that.
All right.
Before you take it up to another level.
All right. I'm just saying. All right.
Commercial. Let's we got to remind you people.
As always.
AdamandEve.com.
For those good nights when you want to sleep alone or with your partner.
Or with your partner. Hell yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Stop it.
Yeah.
Let's throw on that hot cherry pies four.
Yeah, uh-huh. Throw on that lingerie you can get over at Adam and Eve.
You get lingerie, lube, condoms. Mm-hmm. 50% off your condoms. There's a thing on there. You get like a 50 pack of condoms for like $25. And then take 50% off that.
And then break out them masturbating toys and then, you know, use them
like
on
the solo slider.
Or use them on our chicks. Use them on him.
Yeah, do what you got to do. Hey.
Or her. Use
we
them
don't
on
discriminate.
Her. Yeah.
We don't discriminate.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do what you got to do, people.
Shit, it's good times all the way around. Believe that.
Yeah. AdamandEve.com, promo code TheBush.
And get your 50% off your porn.
And don't forget to check out GetRightFitness.com.
To get your swole on.
So the bitches will like you.
Or, you know, just going out there and, you know.
Or bitches, get rid of your gun.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know how we do it.
All you nickels. Move it up to a dime. Whatever.
That's how we play.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get at you next time.
All right, Dan.
Peace.